Unto us the Son is given, given, not lent, and not withdrawn once sent. This infant of mankind, this one, is still a little welcome son. New every year, newborn and newly dear, he comes with tidings and a song. The ages long, the ages long. Hear the word of the Lord as found in the Gospel according to Matthew, the 2nd chapter. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who shall govern my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Thanks be to God for his marvelous word. Let us go to him in prayer. O Heavenly Father, whose light and love search the depth of men's hearts, prepare us, we pray thee, for thy coming. Fill our souls with humility as we remember before thee the things we ought not to have done and the good things left undone. And as we come to thee for forgiveness, we pray that thou wilt purify our thoughts, strengthen our wills, kindle again in us the spirit of devotion, and above all, lift us into thy very presence, that consecrated anew to thy service, we may with gladness and serenity follow in the footsteps of him who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." I'm sure that we're all grateful to our musicians, to Dr. Johnson, Mr. Gossett, and the several choirs for the wonderful Christian service which they render to God and for us through music all during the school year. And I'm sure we're looking forward to the Messiah, which will be offered to God and to us on next Tuesday evening in this chapel. Every year about this time, we read in the newspapers about some little child who's going to miss Christmas. Perhaps he or she is suffering from leukemia, and the doctors have told the parents that the child will not be here on December 25. And so the loved ones and friends rush around and get a Christmas tree and decorate it and bring gifts and have Christmas ahead of time for this little one who will miss that day. The fact is that there are many people who will miss Christmas this year. They'll be here on December 25, but they'll miss the spirit of Christmas, the message of Christmas, the blessing of Christmas, the joy of Christmas. And it could be even that you or I could miss Christmas this year. We've seen Christmas come by so many times. It's old stuff to us, and we could very easily miss its joy and its salvation. We'll be here on December 25, but we just could miss Christmas. It's an amazing fact that many people missed that first Christmas. There had been much said in the Old Testament, as we call it now, about the coming of the Messiah. There were some unusual happenings, but still a great many people missed it. In fact, practically everyone. First of all, the king of the realm in which Christmas occurred missed it. His name was Herod. He didn't know what was going on at all, and he was frightened when wise men came to his court and asked him where the king of the Jews was to be born. He didn't want any such rivalry as this, and so he called the leaders of the Jewish people and asked them where. Oh, they said, that's easy. We know, you just read the prophet. He says that it's Bethlehem in Judea that is to be blessed by the birth of the Messiah. Herod was very much troubled by this news, and so he called the wise men together and said, you go find this child, and when you've found him, come back and let me know so that I may go and worship him also. Herod had an opportunity to go, but he didn't. He missed Christmas not only because he was a pagan and didn't believe in the true God, but also because he was a brutish man who believed only in material things and who followed cutthroat competition, rough politics, and the ambition of his own selfish heart. But most of all, he missed Christmas because he failed to make the pilgrimage to Bethlehem. He sent others, like so many people today, when they, in a time of crisis, need God or need help, they come to you or come to me and, what? Tell me quickly, where can I find God? Where can I find the answer to my problems? Where in the Bible can I find that which would inspire and help and strengthen me right at this moment? This is not the way to find Christ. We will never find him by proxy. We have to find him ourselves. Herod missed Christmas mainly because he let someone else make the pilgrimage for him. In the second place, the scribes and Pharisees missed Christmas, the scribes and the chief priests. They knew all about it, but they didn't put their knowledge into action. They knew the good news of the Messiah. They were really anxious for him. But when he came, they didn't find him. Those of us who are in a seminary family know how easy it is to handle sacred things so often that we forget their real significance. We know how easy it is to have the knowledge but not the wisdom. To have the knowledge but not the action that can bring forth spiritual fruits. We know how easy it is to have a religion that is traditional and hidebound, that kills the spirit of life. And I think this is true with all kinds of Christians if we're not careful. those who are very liberal, who look in a Pharisaic attitude toward those who they think believe too much, or those who are extremely fundamentalistic, who feel that they have all the answers and they're going to heaven and the others will miss it. They're going to find Christmas in a spiritual way, but all others will not have that happy experience. The scribes and chief priests, with all of their knowledge, with all of their religion, missed Christmas. Who were those who didn't miss Christmas? They were the simple and the wise, the shepherds and the wise men. The shepherds were simple enough to hear the shepherd's song, to hear the angel's song. The shepherds were simple enough to believe the voice from heaven and to leave their flocks and to go to find the babe in the manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the wise men, they were truly wise. They were not sophomoric, who had just enough knowledge to make them foolish. They had the real wisdom. They had studied long and well, and so they went. The simple and the wise, the shepherds and the wise men, what did they do? Perhaps we should do it too, if we would find Christmas this year. Well, first of all, they went seeking a Lord and a Savior. They made the pilgrimage. The Christian religion is primarily a religion of the pilgrim. Moffat has a translation of Peter's name for Jesus in that sermon at Pentecost, the pioneer of life. And unless we have the spirit of the pioneer, the spirit of the frontier, the spirit of the pilgrim, we're very apt to miss Christmas. We must go to Bethlehem if we expect to find the Christ. He's not going to be in Jerusalem unless we will make that pilgrimage. He's not going to be in Wake Forest unless we go to find him. It isn't far to Bethlehem town. It's anywhere that Christ comes down and finds in people's friendly face a welcome and abiding place. The road to Bethlehem runs right through the homes of folks like me and you. We must make that pilgrimage. Secondly, we must fall down and worship him. We must ask him to come into our hearts and into our lives. These wise men and shepherds did just that. Christmas is the time of year when we should worship as never before. Worship in song, worship on Sunday, worship in chapel, worship in the family, worship in individual devotions. We must pray as we've never prayed before, in order that Jesus Christ may come afresh into our hearts. And the chances are he will come. We know he will come if we're really seeking him. And probably in a way we did not expect. O Son of Man, to right my lot, naught but thy presence can avail. Yet on the road thy wheels are not, nor on the sea thy sail. My fancied ways, why shouldst thou heed? Thou comest down thine own secret stair, comest down to answer all my need, yea, every bygone prayer. Thirdly, the simple and the wise made a gift or made gifts. What gifts are you going to make this Christmas? Gifts for foreign missions? Gifts for the hungry and the naked? Gifts for the children who have no parents and the old who have been forgotten and are lonely? Gifts for our Christ as we remember the least of these, his brethren. What about these wise men? We know practically nothing about them. We don't know how many there were. We don't know whether they rode camels or horses or both. We don't know where they came from or really where they went after they left. We don't know their names. The only thing we know is the gifts, that they made gifts and what they were. They brought gifts to Bethlehem. Who knows more of than this of them? And their other deeds, all their other deeds are hid. Where they traveled, what they did, how their lives henceforth were spent, what their star-lit journeys meant, whether they had joys or woes, only what they gave is told, myrrh, frankincense, and gold. Only this we know of them, they brought gifts to Bethlehem. The simple and the wise at that first Christmas found joy and salvation. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. Yes, something happened at that first Christmas. Our religion is a historical religion. God did break through. And God will break through again for you and for me. And by God's grace, I'm not going to miss Christmas this year. Christ is found by those who seek him, by those who present themselves and their gifts to him. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Though Christ 1,000 times in Bethlehem be born, if he is not born in me, my soul is still forlorn. Let us all pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, who in thine infinite love hast given thy Son to be our Savior, we confess that so often when he has come to us, we have been blind to his presence and deaf to his call. Through our ingratitude, our disobedience, our hardness of heart, we have been unready to welcome him. We have forgotten thy promises and questioned thy love. Forgive us, O Lord, and help us right now to give our hearts to thee as never before, through Jesus Christ, thy Son.